So what we know is the Democrats have won the House of Representatives with room to spare. What we don't know is whether they will succeed in capturing the Senate or just miss by a vote or two. We're going to get some analysis now from NPR's Cokie Roberts. Cokie, been up all night?
I have indeed, Steve. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. Thanks for soldiering through. Counterintuitive question, if I might. Given how hard the U.S. Senate is to run, does it really matter that much which party gets 50-51 votes in it?
Sure it does, because the majority leader gets to schedule the votes, and that then determines what issues come to the floor, how they come to the floor, and to some degree what passes. But much more, it determines the agenda.
Which is something that the Democrats will already be able to do because they have control of the House of Representatives.
Well, and that is going to be fascinating to watch. The Democrats have picked up the House. We don't know the exact number of seats yet, but they seem to have somewhere between 25 and 30 seats or maybe more. So they really will be able to, if they can hold their troops together, pass legislation in the House. Now, that if they can hold their troops together is a big if. And you heard Lincoln Chafee, the Senate defeated Senator from Rhode Island, say at the beginning of this broadcast that he was sorry that he would be one of the few voices that did work across the aisle, now silenced. And that is going to be a real problem. The Democrats have more votes in the House, many more, but they have lost a whole group of moderate Republicans, including some we never expected to lose, like Jim Leach of Iowa. And they are going to have a hard time reaching across the aisle and finding anybody to talk to. And they're going to be having to do a good bit of work inside their own caucus. Claire McCaskill in the Senate is an example of a type of Democrat of whom there are now many in the House who are considerably more moderate than the caucus as a whole. But Speaker-to-be Pelosi, presumably, has made it clear that she is going to hold this caucus together. She's going to include the moderates in every way. After all, they wouldn't have a majority without them. And then we see what happens between her and the Republicans and between the Congress and the White House.
You've got a lot of new Democratic moderates, which may be, as you mentioned, one reason the Democrats won so many races.
Absolutely
here.
The reason. You have Democrats who ran in districts saying they were pro-gun, pro-life, that they differed with the National Party on many issues, but they tended to be anti-war, which of course was the issue in this campaign. And you come back to it over and over again, Steve. You know, the old saying, all politics is local. Well, the Republicans tried to make that the case in this election. And in the exit polls, 62% of the people coming out of the polling booths said that they were voting in a national election on national issues, not local issues, for the House of Representatives. So it shows that the Democrats' attempt to make this a referendum on the war and the president absolutely worked.
Cokie, a week or two back, you warned us that if Democrats won one or both houses of Congress, which has now happened, that there could be gridlock in Washington. Does that prediction still hold true?
Oh, sure. Gridlock is in some ways, of course, what the founders intended by this odd system of checks and balances. It will make it harder when you have no longer have one party government to get things done. Now, a lot of people will say that's good because the things that were getting done were things that they didn't approve of. And certainly you will start to see a raft of investigations or in another light, oversight. With a Republican Congress and a Republican White House, there really hasn't been oversight of the executive branch in the same way that there wasn't when there was a Democratic Congress and a Democratic White House.
Nancy Pelosi, the speaker in waiting, was asked at one point, what difference will it make if you win the House? And her answer was subpoena power.
And that is a very important power, and it's going to make the life of the Bush administration very difficult. So the first thing to watch for today is what the president says. He's going to have a press conference. Presumably, he will place a call to Nancy Pelosi and with any sense, in my view, invite her to the White House and see if they can put something together.
Okay, thanks very much. That's analysis from NPR's Cokie Roberts on a busy election after morning.